Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste. I don't know if Mitt Romney is quaking in his boots, but Santorum's still in it.
Well, I think Mitt Romney would much prefer this race to be over rather than have to keep going until the summer. But we're going to measure Mitt Romney's inevitability against Rick Santorum's determination in just a minute. Also, later this hour, we'll talk about a new law in Washington state. It hopes to crack down on the sex trafficking of underage girls. Later this hour. First, though, let's check in on this morning's top headlines.
We begin in Northern California. Police have no motive for a deadly shooting spree on the campus of a small Christian university in Oakland. Seven people were killed, at least three more wounded, including the sister of Paul Cower, who says she was trying to help someone else.
She got shot because she helped one of her friends that fell on the floor. She helped get her up, and that by that time he was shooting at both of them, and she got hit. That friend got away, but a few other people we lost that are friends, too. So we're going to do the most we can to help their families out.
This morning, Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan says the investigation is just beginning.
A case of this magnitude with all the victims and witnesses and just the chaos that took place, it's going to take us a few days to put the pieces together. Right now, we do not have a motive for this shooting.
The suspect, 43-year-old Won Go, later surrendered at a nearby shopping center. He remains in police custody.
Republican voters in two states and the District of Columbia cast ballots today in another round of presidential primaries. Polls give Mitt Romney an edge in the day's most coveted prize, Wisconsin. His chief rival, Rick Santorum, though, shows no signs of dropping out. 95 delegates are at stake in today's contests. A deeply divided Supreme Court says all suspects can be strip searched following an arrest, no matter the crime or suspicion of contraband. The 5-4 majority said courts are in no position to second-guess judgments of correctional officials who must consider not only the possibility of smuggled weapons and drugs, but also public health.
The U.S. is offering $10 million for the capture of a top Pakistani militant leader. Hafiz Saeed has been linked to the 2008 Mumbai attacks, which killed 164 people. It's the biggest bounty put on one person since Osama bin Laden's successor in al-Qaeda. Violence in Syria could soon be coming to an end if the government keeps a promise to the United Nations. The government says it's beginning to withdraw its forces immediately and will stop attacks on the opposition at major population centers by next Tuesday. A UN estimate says more than 9,000 people have been killed in the year-long uprising against President Bashar al-Assad.
More than 3,100 illegal immigrants have been arrested in the country's largest ever operation to crack down on the practice of illegal immigration. The raids took place last week in all 50 states and targeted criminal and fugitive immigrants.
There'll be a lot of drama tonight as Baylor takes on Notre Dame in the women's NCAA basketball final, but there wasn't much suspense when the Kentucky Wildcats celebrated their 8th basketball championship. They beat Kansas 67-59 last night in New Orleans. Head coach John Calipari says he never counted out his young team.
You give up some of yourself for everyone around you. If you care more about the teammates than yourself, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And it doesn't matter your age. That's the lesson in this.
Although they weren't underdogs at all, Kentucky,
no.
That's for sure.
Asian markets are mixed this morning, but European indices are down, and so are futures on Wall Street. The Dow will start at 12,845, the S&P at 1,344, the Nasdaq at 2,901. Coming up later on this hour...
I'm just going to ask you one more time, not to belabor the point, specific examples in his 26 years of pushing for more regulation.
I'll try to find you some, and I'll bring them to you.
So close and yet so far apart. Sarah Palin, Katie Couric, kind of together again while they're distantly apart. Not really. Starting this morning, they'll be competing hosts on rival morning television shows. Ratings smash, ratings disaster, we'll find out.
Do I see Russia?
From New York, that would be tough. We're joined in just a moment by our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, and Republican strategist, Ron Christie. They're going to talk about the GOP primaries today in D.C., Wisconsin, and Maryland.